He's so close. How can I go so close?
We're just at the, at the foot of Har Nebo, Mount of Nebo, where Moshe Rabbeinu died. It's so close. I showed you. We saw Har Nebo. It's so close. And I think that this Shabbos, this Yortzeit, even now, we are the closest Jewish group to Moshe Rabbeinu. Closest. I think that there is no other group speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, learning about Moshe Rabbeinu, so close to Har Nebo. I believe that there are thousands, millions of other Jews who speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, learn his Torah all over the world. But we are, in terms of geography, we are the closest to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's a privilege. And you know that some people ask me, it doesn't matter if you're close to Moshe Rabbeinu or you're far away in Tel Aviv or even in New York, lo aleinu. But it does matter, because you know that when I speak about the Yortzeit of my father, my late father, Zichrono Livracha, or my late mother, Zichrona Livracha, in their Yortzeit, I go to their grave, to their tomb, right? It's a tradition in Am Yisrael to go to the graveyard where they are buried and to say Tehillim and Kaddish there. And people make such a, usually every year, a very special effort to go to the grave of their dear ones, especially their parents. Moshe Rabbeinu is even more than our parents, because the halacha says that if you have parents and you have Rav Muvhak, your special rabbi, you have to relate to your special rabbi as if he were your parent, your father. And in certain halachot, in certain laws, your special rabbi, Rav Muvhak, I think the best translation is your special rabbi, your one and single and the one from whom you learned most of your Torah, most of your knowledge, your Jewish knowledge, is more than your parent. Is more than it's amazing. Binyanei Aveda, binyanei Pidyon Shvuim, in many halachic fields and matters, your special rabbi is even more important than your father or your mother. So, kal vachomer, if it is so important to come as close as you can to the grave of your parents in their Yortzeit, so it is important to come as close as we can to our special rabbi. And who is our special rabbi? You know, there is no discussion about one fact. Every, you know, there are many groups in the Jewish people. Hasidim, Misnagdim, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim. Every group, each group has its own special rabbi. Chabad thinks that Rabbi Malubavitch is the greatest, and the Tzioinim think that Rav Kook is the greatest, Rav Soloveitchik is the greatest, and each group calls her special rabbi Rav, the Rav. He's the Rav, HaRav. But there is one rabbi who is common to all of us. And that is, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave the Torah. The Torah is the basis of all the groups of the Jewish people. Torah Moshe. Zichu. And the Torah is called after him. You know that in Malachi, in the end of the Nevi'im, in Malachi, the last phrase of the last book of the prophets, of the last prophets, Malachi, Zichu Torah Moshe Avdi. The Torah is called after Moshe Rabbeinu. So he is our special rabbi. So is it a privilege in his yahrzeit to be as close as we can to his grave? We don't know exactly where he is buried, but we know that it is Har Nevo. And we know exactly where Har Nevo is located. There is no doubt about from archaeological point of view. So isn't it a great privilege? I believe that we are now the Jewish group closest to Moshe Rabbeinu than any other group in the world. It's a great privilege. It's a great privilege. And it's, isn't it exciting? It is. You wanted to add something.
About the concept of disclosure. To have something very, very special.
Say it in Hebrew and I will so I can understand you better.
I doubt about it.
English is better.
No,
okay.
As you prefer.
Okay.
So there is a special concept of connection. That is called Makom Zeman Nefesh. About the matter of Makom, we are close to
Har Nevo. No doubt.
About the concept of time, we come straightway after Shabbat. And in Shabbat, we have a special limud in our parasha about Vayikra and the small Aleph.
Vayikra and Moshe.
That is comes to give us very, very special concept about the closeness, for this you are saying. And also Shabbat gives us the opportunity, as I will try to explain briefly, to connect with Moshe Rabbeinu in a special way. And the last concept of Nefesh is to be close with Moshe Rabbeinu Mamash, his Neshama.
Because spiritually, to be connected to him.
What's the matter of closeness and spirituality? Two people, they can't be very close. Maybe they can't sleep to the same bed, right? But they are far, far away because they have different action, different will and desires. So the spirituality, the matter of closeness
is really spiritual.
Is connection and identification of their action.
Uh-huh.
Right, to be the same.
Makom Zman Nefesh.
So close the person. At least two people can be one here. One
very interesting.
Other place of the
I group. Want to complete your idea in terms of Makom, place. We are close to Moshe Rabbeinu. In terms of Zman, this is the Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, yahrzeit.
Yes,
and in terms of Nefesh, we are talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. We are connected to his Torah. So spiritually, we're connected to him. So in these three dimensions, we really are connected
exactly
to Moshe Rabbeinu.
So just I want to add something about his will, right? There is a story about the 70 people that they took Nevoah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was two more that they stay in the camp and they continue prophesying.
סליחה שלי, הרב קרויזר הגיע כבר?
לא.
עוד לא. כי ברגע שהוא יגיע אני רוצה שהוא ידבר, לא? לא רוצה לתפוס את מקומו.
They continue prophesying after the 70 stopped. And Yoshua ben Nun ran to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, they continue, stop it. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Alevai, everybody should be prophet.
Would be a
prophet. My people. Right. So his will is for everybody of us
be
to
prophet.
Be restored upon us the gift that
of
was
Nebuah.
Taken through the Galut.
Right? The gift of prophecy.
Exactly.
Yes.
So in Parasha Vayikra, exactly, we have this key with a small alien.
Uh-huh.
So we have a
very,
very special collection.
Just a second, I can add to it,
yeah,
that the disciples of Eliyahu and Elisha, Elijah and Elisha, I think, they came to this place, to Yericho and Gilgal,
exactly,
right in this area,
yes,
in order to get the spirit of Nevo, because the proximity to Har Nevo and to Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh,
yes.
So to be close geographically enables you to get his inspiration more strongly and more deeply, right? There is a connection between the geography and the spirituality, and here today we have also the closeness in terms of time. Zayin Badar, right now Moshe Rabbeinu died and stood on Har Nevo and gave his last words to Am Yisrael, which still echo in this area.
Yes.
Whenever we go outside to the plains of Jericho, you can hear when the wind blows, you can hear the echo of the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you try it?
No.
We know it because we we know it.
No, yes. But I will.
in our parasha, the coming from Rashi, the first one is famous, that about Vayikra, the voice of Kadosh Baruch Hu came, and nobody heard him except Moshe Rabbeinu. But this voice should be heard from everybody. So how the rest of Am Israel, they lost this capacity to hear the voice, and only Moshe Rabbeinu stayed to hear the voice. They lost it, I think, I don't know, maybe I mistake, when through the experience of Sinai, where we have the other Vayikra, we have three Vayikra.
They were scared, they were frightened.
Scared. And they said, you hear what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and you say to us. They took themselves
out. So they lost their ability to.
They lost their ability. So now we are here. Why we are here? To correct that happened.
To regain that ability.
So we have this opportunity today to do the correction. And ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, we love you. We want to hear you, to hear your voice for every small thing inside the wind that is here. To hear the voice that comes from Sinai and to be reconnected.
I think that together we begin to express what we feel.